We want to get an update now on the pandemic in China, a year after it started there. NPR's Emily Fang joins us from Beijing. And Emily, before we ask you about COVID-19 there, can you first tell us how China is responding to what happened at the U.S. Capitol yesterday? What is the government saying?
They haven't said that much, and it is normal for Chinese leaders to refrain from making direct comments about affairs like this in other countries, but China's foreign ministry and a number of Chinese state media outlets and social media accounts had a field day today comparing what they thought was a moment of hypocrisy in American foreign policy. They were comparing a break-in in Hong Kong of their legislative building in 2019 with what happened in our capital. And they criticized the fact that at the time, U.S. leaders applauded Hong Kong protesters for then protesting for democratic reforms in Hong Kong, which Beijing now governs, while calling the break-in at Capitol Hill violent and mob behavior. And in particular, they took umbrage with the fact that Nancy Pelosi had called peaceful protests in Hong Kong a beautiful sight. So today, dozens of Chinese state media accounts started tweeting videos showing side-by-side portraits of what was happening in Hong Kong in 2019 and the break-in at Capitol Hill, and asking, why doesn't the U.S. also call this a beautiful sight? Why are they decrying it as violence? And of course, the two are radically different. But Chinese media were really kind of in delight at the fact that the U.S. seemed to be falling apart politically today.
Well, we'll continue to follow this story, of course. But now let's turn to COVID-19 in China. How would you characterize the pandemic there as 2021 begins?
We're still not out of the woods yet. I've come on the show before and talked about how people are going to restaurants again, and they're going to clubs and taking vacations. They're traveling domestically, but of course no one can leave. But there are still outbreaks that are happening in China. And when that happens, an entire city will go into lockdown, seal itself off, and mass test all of its residents. Unlucky people will get stuck, and you just have to pay attention to those travel advisories. But if you're in your own little bubble and there are no cases for the time being, life feels relatively normal.
You know, here in the U.S., there's a lot of criticism that the vaccination rollout is going too slowly. China has a mass vaccination program going on right now. Give us a sense of the scale of that program and how it's going.
It is massive. They're trying to vaccinate more than half of their citizens by the midpoint of this year. But keep in mind, China had a bit of a head start. They had already vaccinated about 4.5 million people even before any of their vaccines got market approval. They did this under emergency guidelines, and it was mostly state workers who got vaccinated with then experimental vaccines that hadn't yet gotten regulatory approval yet. China has four vaccine candidates that will likely get market approval. One of them is now on the market as of last month and is now being injected into the arms of tens of thousands of people a day. But it will still be slow going to vaccinate enough people, given that this is a country of more than 1 billion.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this news that the World Health Organization is trying to get a team of investigators into Wuhan, where the pandemic first started. Is China going to let them in?
I am not optimistic. China's defense is they're still negotiating on the specific itinerary and dates that the team were supposed to come and do their work in China. But they gave a very vague explanation that, quote, the origins of the coronavirus is a complex topic, so there need to be further arrangements made. And to this date, officials in China's foreign ministry have continued to dispute the fact that the coronavirus began in China.
Mm. NPR's Emily Fang in Beijing. Emily, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you, Tanya.